also talk about one of those things, genotyping is what this method is called, the melting curve analysis. Melting curve analysis commonly used in clinical diagnostic laboratory to screen the human mutation, and we try to apply the soybean breeding program. Currently, SSR is the common DNA marker in soybean. Thousands SSR marker was mapped across 20 soybean linkage group and used that genetic mapping study or marker deselection assay. Recently, the Dr. Cregan lab discovered that there are 5,000, more than 5,000 SNPs and mapped that there are more than 1,300 SNPs around that the 20 linkage group. That number is the more than the SSR marker, and also the cost of the genotyping has become the cheaper in progressively in recent year. This is based on our lab. Our lab, the SSR genotyping cost is the 20 cent per data point, but the SNPs is less than 20 cent data point, and this inexpensive and high frequency SNPs marker already meet the requirement of the marker selection in soybean. So next step is trying to find that good SNPs genotyping technology for the marker selection. The common the SNPs genotyping technology, there are lots of the SNPs genotyping technology, but this method can be categorized by the two group, open tube assays versus closed tube assay. Open tube assay, as you know, first require initial feature amplification, then this template used at the second reaction, such as that single base extension or less base prime extension or direct hybridization. But closed tube assay only require a single process. The feature template is sealed, and there are no longer manipulation for the hybridization or internal prime extension. So this process offers several advantages over the open tube assay. So including that more faster, simpler, and control the contamination, and also allow that the automate workflow process. And the good example is that cross tube is the Tangman method. You already know about that, the Tangman method. And this time I talk about that the melting curve analysis. What is the melting curve? The melting curve can be generated by the heat nature of double strand DNA and measurement of the 206 nanometer wavelength, and they create this melting curve. And middle point of the melting curve is called TM. TM is depends on the three factor. The melting curve usually used at the degree of the complementary strain. And during the PCR setup, add that the fluorescence labeled probe and amplify the DNA using the real-time PCR machine and slow heat and generate the melting curve. And this is the just step on single process. And we used that the right cycle of 480, left cycle, this is the big box, is the real-time PCR machine and controlled by the PC. And this instrument is the 96 well or 384 well plate format. You can interchange each block and with just one machine, and you can use that two block. This machine also 6 different dictation channel and allow that the multiplex assay up to that 4 SNPs. And we also 2 SNP genotyping using the melting curve analysis. This machine supports that the 2 different probe chemistry. One is the hybridization probe called that high probe. High probe used that Pratt reaction. Pratt reaction is to produce that fluorescence energy by energy transfer between the 2 fluorescence molecule. When the annealing stage 40 degree, 2 probe label that the 2 different fluorescence binding the target template and then produce the generates the fluorescence signal throughout the Pratt reaction. But as temperature increase, this probe melt at the corresponding TM, and they no longer produce the Pratt, and they can generate the melting curve like that. And then, however, if SNPs in the rocket in the sensor probe, this complex is destabilized and allow that melt at low temperature. They compared to the perfect match and they create the TM difference. And this theory can be used as SNP genotyping technology. Second proof chemistry form is the single layer proof and called the simple proof. This simple proof requires one single nucleotide carrying the control and report dye. At when annealing stage, the report proof is the binding the target template and they produce emit the fluorescent signal, but when denatured, the proof is free in solution. The control is working and the report dye is quenched by the control and they can generate the melting curve. And this is the TM. Also, SNPs in the exist in the sensor proof. They melt at low temperature compared to the perfect match and they create the TM difference. And using this TM difference, you can use the SNPs genotyping. To test this melting curve analysis, we used that two southern neutron nematode QTL from the PI96354. Major QTL cross-linked between cross-linked SSR marker set 358 or linkage 4, and minor QTL located between the set 199 and set 12 on linkage G. So we discovered the SNPs using the backend sequence information from GenBank and designed the primer to amplify the PI9654 and Bossier and discovered each three SNPs linked to QTL. This is the 1, 2, 3, and this is, you can see the in there, SSR in there. Also, this is a 1, 2, 3 SNPs mark we discovered it. And we used that the two SNPs on linkage 4 and one SNPs on linkage 5 design the simple proof or high proof. The next slide describe that design diagram for the SNPs 199 genotyping. This is the SNPs position 209. G LLE is the susceptible Bossier LLE. A is the PI resistant LLE. And we use that Bossier susceptible LLE to design that high proof and simple proof. First, high proof I mentioned only require that the two proof. Sensor proof cover that SNPs area and label that fluorescence dye in the 5-filament. Anchor proof design the two base from the sensor proof and high melting TM then sensor proof and label that fluorescence dye at the 3-filament. They make that the head to tail arrangement between the two molecules and produce the breath when they binding the template. And high simple proof only require that the single ligand nucleotide just cover that the SNP size. Same sensor probe, and but they just carrying the control and fluorescence dye in this case. This is the SNPs linkage or SNPs 358 target primer and high probe and simple probe. In this in sensor high probe in sensor probe covered the two SNP sites and labeled that the right cycle rate 610 and for linkage group G SNPs on 99. Sensor probe labeled at the right cycle rate 670. And this 670 and 610 use the different fluorescence dye, allow that the multiplex, you can use that the two SNPs at the per single layer. And simple probe for linkage. Or initially, we designed also covered at the same two SNP site, but this simple probe could not generate merging curve. And we designed that just covered at the one SNP site and labeled at the fluorescence and control. We used the total 3 microliter reaction volume and contain the target primer, simple proof or high proof, and genotype master mix and DNA. Genotype master mix is contain the hot start polymerase and DNTP and PCR buffer. We used that also asymmetric PCR reaction. The asymmetric PCR reaction produced the more copy of the template complement to the proof. And this is to reduce the commutative binding, and once they create the more sharp the melting curve. to test this simple proof high proof, we used that F2-5 ratio from the cross PI96354 and Bossier, and also contain the two parents, total 96. And first, a high proof SNPs 199. This is the homozygous Bossier LLE and melting curve will convert to the melting peak. This is the melting peak. And the x-axis represents the temperature, and y-axis the signal, the fluorescent signal. And this midpoint of the peak is the, called the TM63. And Voyager, homozygous Voyager, is the, they have the TM63. However, the homozygous PI have the, they have the 59, the TM. That on-base mismatch caused that almost three degree of the TM difference. And heterozygous have the two melting peak like that. And you can see that they are clear segregation between two homozygous and heterozygous. And this is total 96. And this is Voyager and PI and heterozygous. We also test the SNPs 350 for linkage group 4, and they also create the clearly segregation between homozygous and heterozygous. This heterozygous 2 peak and homozygous PI and Voyager. And in this case, two base pair SNP site, they cause that the 6 degree TM difference. And homozygous 66 degree and two-base mismatch caused at the 59 degree TM. We also test simple proof and two SNP sites. You can see that there is no difference in any simple proof high proof data. They show that the clear segregation, and these two high proof simple proof perfectly match with the previous SSL genotyping. And there are no missing data. You can single run, you can get 100% of data. And no missing data, and no missing genotyping error. So we calculate that reagent cost based on the total 3 microliter and the large synthesis of the simple proof or high proof. And simple proof cost at 9.5 cents. The most expensive part of the master mix is the contain the stack polymerization, and second is the plate or proof, because plate we cannot be recycled. If you use the one time, you have to throw away and no longer use that. So this is most second expensive part. And if you use the high proof, this is 13 cent per data point. But if you use that two SNPs per single reaction, this multiplex results that 9.3 cents, the most cheap the price. We compare that time requirement among the three different instruments. If you use that simple proof, high proof, using the real time life cycle 480, only require a single step, and you can get the data around the 2 hours. However, if you use that direct hybridization SNPs method using the Luminex 100, it took that 4.5 hours, including the initial Fisher step and second hybridization step and Luminex learning, also the SSR genotyping using the ABS system 7 sequencer. It took the 5 hours, including the post Fisher step and electrophoresis. You can use the capillary sequencer, it also took the same time, 4.5 hours. So finally, this melting curve analysis eliminates post Fisher step and make it possible the streamlined workflow. And especially life cycle at 480 provides data up to 4 SNPs on the 384 DNA sample around 2 hours. And the cost, the SNP genotyping using the simple proof cost at less than 10 cents per data point. One disadvantage is the real-time Fisher is some expensive, very the same price the Luminex machine, $50,000, and also require that the development initial assay. But this melting curve analysis to provide that high throughput the left-sniff genotyping, and I think very highly desired for the marker selection in any crops. And so if you using the 8 hour, you can snitch genotyping 1,536 soybean rind. And thank you for your attention. I would like to answer any question.
Any questions?
Yeah. excuse me, I can use
reproducibly.
I think more than 88% kind of. Yeah. But if you use the lip DNA, high quality DNA, I think 100% you can get a reproducible rate. Yeah.
So how many probe designs did you go through before you hit these splendid ones?
High probe is the I designed first time you can get a data. Simple probe, I mentioned only the one simple probe is couldn't generate melting curve, I redesign, and you got the second time you get the data. I think high probe is more than 90% you get the perfect, you get the data. Simple probe maybe around 70% of the.
Does it matter where the SNP is in the oligo?
It doesn't matter. Its position is doesn't matter. But if you have the secondary structure and or high dish content, you have to recommend the high probe instead of the simple probe. Okay. The signal intensity, you mean the signal intensity, but if you use the internal label the simple probe, you can overcome that the signal intensity. Internal label simple probe cause that the high, generate high peak rate, and we use that internal probe, internal label the simple probe. How many times?
Together,
six. Together, SNPs. You just one time. You can combine the two SNPs.
Have you done two SNPs together? Have you done three?
I don't know. I didn't do that. Because we don't have any three SNPs for the population. Yeah.